A visit to the otolaryngologist. Where did my glasses go? My keys? My purse? Out of breath, and only 2 minutes late, I am ushered to the inner sanctum to wait in a small cubicle painted doctor's office green with bright brochures and obsolete magazines about lurking conditions and scary diseases. At least there are interesting posters on the walls of the insides of heads and necks and great big ears, really enormous. Everything labeled like a map of a curious landscape. So that if one knew how to shrink myself so small, I could climb through the oval window, slide down the glistening peach-pink hill, go swimming in the slithy toves of the inlet laryngeal, all mimsy with the borogoves, outgrabe and such. Relax a bit, then follow the Palatine way for brunch with the Duchess, probably still complaining about her child sneezing. Her cook uses entirely too much pepper. The crumpets with butter are better. Actually, I am rather hungry because... I shall be late, exclaimed the White Rabbit nervously, looking at his watch. Oh, I shall meet the White Rabbit exactly at 2, at Timpani La Scala. He loves opera. We will hear Laryngia Epiglottis, either a lyric coloratura or an alto obbligato. And the chorus from the BBC, the auditory ossicles. Then about at tea time, I suppose, an obligatory visit to Maxilla, emperor of hard and soft Palatia, and also North Mandibula, presently at odds, not even speaking one word with the ruler of the United Kingdom of Hammer, Anvil, and Stapes. How absurd. Finally, at Brillig, White Rabbit and I shall take a gondola ride. Sing a barcarolle as we glide along the semicircular canals, where people sometimes grow dizzy and faint and raptured in a cochlear stupor, only to wake up. Hello, how are the ears? Ears? Oh, hello, Dr. Tonsil.